Stream fuel like he used to, I said, feeling sickened. What is it? Some kind of organic machinery? I suppose so, Ferris answered, managing to convey the minimum of interest as he did so. He brought the melding plague here, after all. Brought it, Zebra said. But he's been here thousands of years. Yes, and for all that time he was dormant until we arrived, scurrying around on the surface with our pathetic little settlements and cities. Did he know he had it? I asked. I very much doubt it. The plague was probably something he carried without even knowing it, an old infection to which he had long since adapted. Dream fuel might have been only slightly younger. A protection they evolved or engineered for themselves, a living stew of microscopic machines constantly secreted by their bodies. The machines were immune to the plague and held it in check, but they did much more than that. They healed and nourished their host, conveyed information to and from his secondary grubs. Eventually, I think, it became so much a part of them that they could no longer have lived without it. But somehow the plague reached the city, I said. How long have you been down here, Ferris? The better part of 4 interminable centuries, ever since I discovered him. The plague meant nothing to me, of course. I had nothing in me that it could harm. Conversely, his dream fuel, his very blood, kept me alive, without access to any other life extension procedures. He fingered the silver blanket over his frame. Of course, the aging process has not been totally arrested. Fuel is beneficial, but it is emphatically no miracle cure. I asked, then you've never seen Chasm City? No, but I know what happened. He looked hard at me. I felt my body temperature drop under the scrutiny of his gaze. I prophesied it. I knew it would happen, that the city would turn monstrous and fill itself with demons and ghouls. I knew that our cleverest, swiftest, and tiniest machines would turn against us, corrupting minds and flesh, bringing forth perversities and abominations. I knew there would come a time when we would have to turn to simpler machines, to older and cruder templates. He raised a finger accusingly. All this I foresaw. Do you imagine that I engineered this chair in a mere 7 years? At the other end of the maggot, I saw a worker leaning from a catwalk, and something that looked like a chainsaw. He was carving off a huge iridescent scab from the back of Gideon. I looked at the mottled patch on my coat. That's good, Ferris, Zebra said. You mind if I ask you one final question before we get on our way? He punched his answer into the chair. Yes? Did you prophesy this? Then she took out her gun and shot him. On the way back up, I thought about what Ferris had shown me and what I had learned from Skye's memories. The grubs had observed a massive release of energy in the vicinity of the Earth system, 5 sparks of fire which bore the signature of matter-antimatter annihilation, 5 void warrens being pushed up to a speed which would cause no indignation to the jumper clowns, a mere 8% of light. It was, nonetheless, quite an achievement, considering that the primates had still been bashing each other around with bones only 1 million years earlier. By the time the 5 human ships were noticed, the grubs had suffered terrible losses themselves. Their once mighty void warrens had been smashed and shattered by skirmishes with the enemy. In a period which the long-lived grubs looked back upon with sorrow, the warrens had been sundered, split into tinier, nimbler sub-warrens. The large grubs were social creatures, and the sundering caused them immense pain, even though they were able to stay in limited contact with their siblings using the jumper clown's superluminal signaling system. Eventually,